Talking about end-of-life decisions can be uncomfortable, but it's also a chance to share some oral history. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton discusses a new program that uses conversation cards to lessen any discomfort about that talk, and it starts now.
Hello, and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Human beings love stories. It's a way to pass knowledge and entertain at the same time. And of course, storytelling goes way back to the earliest of humans. So if the lives we live are analogous to being stars in our own movies, well, we may want to enrich those storylines with other characters. We may know some of the life events important to our loved ones, especially parents and grandparents, but many of us don't know about the experiences that truly make them who they are.
We just don't talk that much today because we're so glued to our phones, looking at pictures and so forth. This campaign is about, you know, connecting, having stories, being able to pass on generations.
It's easy enough to change that dynamic, though. Perhaps you're reticent to start a conversation, say, with an aging relative. That whole end-of-life conversation can be daunting, but it can be more of an opportunity to learn about family history than dwell on things like wills and trusts. Coming up now is a new program that basically becomes an icebreaker for having these conversations, for knowledge and for entertainment. Here we go.
Jim Miller, I am the editor and a columnist called The Savvy Senior.
Jim, thanks for your time this morning. I was doing my prep last night to talk with you this morning, and there's a pack of cards, and it's conversation starters on each card that you have published. And fascinatingly, I was talking to my wife about it, and she said, well, this is almost like anti-tech because people kind of forgot how to start conversations in the same room with other human beings. How did you come about to land on this rather 20th century kind of approach to a conversation starter as opposed to like a second screen or a third screen?
The whole campaign is have a talk of a lifetime. It's about conversations. It's about connecting with your older loved ones. In today's world, you know, we're so addicted to our technology and stuff, but we really, a lot of people don't know their parents or grandparents as people. They don't know them more like mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. We often know people and the roles they play in our lives, you know. So this is all about being able to connect with older loved ones, to get to know them better, give you conversation starters, give you questions, things to think about, to be able to get to know your loved one a little bit better. And it's also hits on the important factor of being able to have important end-of-life conversations that so many people avoid.
And some of the examples, what personal event or events have most shaped your life? Another good one, what events in your nation's history had an impact on you and how? Those are the kind of things that you can get going with them. And I don't want to make the point that you are not tech savvy. You are incredibly tech savvy. We're going to get to some technology that we can use a little bit later, but trying to dwell on this right now. Oral history is, and stories and loving stories is a human trait at our very, very core. Is that something that you're trying to kind of like guide us back toward?
Yeah, I mean, people want to be, you know, understood and known. And so how do you want to be remembered? You know, what do you pass on to future generations? And just like you said, those conversation cards are a great way to be able to do that. They're a fun way to bring families together to get to know each other better. We just don't talk that much today because we're so glued to our phones, looking at pictures and so forth. This campaign is about, you know, connecting, having stories, being able to pass on generations, getting kids to know their grandparents better, which is something that's kind of a lost art today. So I think this is all important, and the tools that we have with this Have a Talk of a Lifetime campaign can really help people connect, put the phone down, and have a conversation about things that matter most to you. And it's really valuable for adult children and their parents, super valuable for the grandkids who don't even know their grandparents very well. I mean, many of us don't. So I think it's really a great way to be able to reach out and to be able to connect better.
You know, seeing someone as a human, as you said earlier very well, that it's not just the role that we play, it's the people that we are. This kind of helps get there. It also seems to be able to bridge what can be a not uncomfortable, but maybe a little bit prickly conversation topic, which is end of life planning. Some people are more forthcoming with that. I know my mother's been very forthcoming with her plans and what she would like to happen. Others are not so much forthcoming that way.
Yeah.
Is that your experience too?
Yeah, most are the latter. They don't want to talk about it that much because it's uncomfortable and it's awkward and it's something that you just think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. But you know, tomorrow never comes. So I think it's really important. It's also really important to have these conversations because it helps you avoid a lot of problems at the end of life. Because if you have these conversations, you can prepare for things like legal documents. I mean, everybody needs a will, a power of attorney, an advance directive. And it also is important for families to prepare financially so their adult children know about their finances and how they want things handled. Because if they don't have this information, they could be in a real jam financially and legally after their loved ones die. So it's a great way to connect, but it's also important because it helps you avoid a lot of messy problems at the very end of life. And it brings families closer together, too, because these are conversations that are they're vulnerable, they're very sensitive. So they really can make families bond closer together.
We're speaking with Jim Miller. He's the creator and editor of SavvySenior.org. He also has a popular syndicated column as well, and have the Talk of a Lifetime conversation card. So we started with the cards, and then right before we went to air, I asked you if we could talk a little bit about tech, and I'd like to lean on your experience here, too. Are there technologies available that will help make this conversation continue or maybe make seniors feel more comfortable with the technology, period?
Yeah, there really is. I mean, there are a lot of seniors that love technology, and for those people, it's no problem at all. But there's a lot of them that don't, and they're not accustomed to it. They don't have any use for it. They didn't go through their work life, and they didn't work on a computer. Or they didn't even have flip phones back in those days. So there's now a host of different types of technologies that are specifically designed for older people that are big and simple and easy to use. For example, in the smartphone range, one of the top phones on the market would be like the Jitterbug Smart that a lot of people see advertised in magazines. It's a good product. A great tablet on the market specifically designed for seniors is a tablet called the GrandPad. It's offered through Consumer Cellular, but it's a wonderful, simple product. And I'll tell you another product that's really going to change the landscape of technology for seniors is voice-activated technology, because seniors don't have to know how to do anything except talk, like the Amazon Echo Show or the Echo Spot. And these are products that are also, all of these products that we just talked about are products that allow families to be able to have simple video conversations. Because if your loved one lives afar or you don't see them very often, that face-to-face time is invaluable. It helps seniors avoid that social isolation, which is so difficult for people. But these are products that are specifically designed for older adults that don't like technology, that are uncomfortable with it, that allow them to be able to tap in and keep in touch with their family members simply and easily. So it's a wonderful way to connect family members as well.
Yeah, and Savvy Senior, I have to say, is a great resource, a really good website. Straightforward, easy to follow, and very insightful. How did you come about wanting to start Savvy Senior online?
You know, that's a great question. I started it as a result of my parents passing away. I was a caregiver for my mom and dad, and they passed away at the same time. They died like a week and a half apart. And so I was so lost and troubled by their death, because I was pretty young when it happened. I started working at a retirement community just to kind of help me get through the process, the grieving process, doing some volunteer work. And that's where I found that the need of elderly people. There's so much information. There's so many scams. There's so much confusion out there. And I thought I could be a way to be able to help them get answers to their questions. So that's what Savvy Senior is kind of based on. It's a question and answer column that allows people to be able to get answers to their questions, their basic fundamental questions on an everyday basis. So I cover a broad spectrum of things, and being able to connect with loved ones is such an important thing today, especially for young people that are just hooked on those phones. I mean, we are tech addicted, and we need to get away from that a little bit.
I'm totally with you on that one. Jim Miller, creator and editor of SavvySenior.org, syndicated columnist, and right now has Have the Talk of a Lifetime conversation cards out there to get started with this. Jim, thank you for your work. Great stuff. I hope we can talk again soon.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
That was Jim Miller. Mr. Miller is the creator and editor of Savvy Senior, a weekly Q&A column for seniors and those who support them. He has more than 18 million readers and publishes in more than 400 newspapers and magazines. After his parents died within 3 weeks of each other back in 2000, he started writing this column to help him through the grieving process. For links to Savvy Senior and other of Jim Miller's work, there are links in the show notes article for this week. It's at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the break, the corporate saga for 2018. That's the one playing out at Tesla.
At the core level, there's a question of, did Elon have funding secured for a deal, which was his initial assertion. The fact that the stock has traded for now 7 or 8 days and nobody knows whether there's funding secured is kind of a crazy situation. And frankly, the board has a duty to clarify that.
Elon Musk, Twitter, and a tense boardroom are all coming up next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Technomics. Please come on back.